This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. It's Monday morning. That means we're talking politics with WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So in the last two Ohio gubernatorial elections, that'd be 2010 and 2014, Democrats have lost all the statewide constitutional offices. Now, the question is, do they have any hope of bouncing back this year?
Yes, they do. It's not guaranteed. Obviously, nothing's guaranteed in politics, but this is probably the best opportunity that they've had for a long time to win maybe not all of the statewide offices, but a fair number of them, including the governor's office. So I think that's going to be a very competitive race between Rich Cordray and Mike DeWine, and down the ticket and things like Secretary of State and State Auditor. Those will be competitive, too.
So you talk about it sort of as the big blue wave coming through. Is it possible it might not hit Ohio?
Yeah, people talk about the blue wave, and they're counting on that in order particularly congressional elections to try to take back Congress for the Democrats. It's hard to say. I mean, there are some signs that there will be a blue wave in Ohio. There are other signs that say maybe not. This is obviously a state that in 2016 went for Donald Trump by a fairly substantial margin, but it also had gone for Barack Obama. And it's a very difficult state to predict. And it in fact is a purple state.
Little blue, little red.
Little blue, little red. That's what you get is purple.
So, of course, the Democratic candidate for governor, as we've talked about, is Richard Cordray. And if he does win or does well, do you think he's got coattails enough to elect down-ticket Democrats with him?
Well, coattails in politics usually means a landslide. You win in a landslide. I could see Richard Cordray winning, but I don't see either Richard Cordray or Mike DeWine winning in a landslide. I think it'll be a fairly close election. So whether or not there are coattails, I don't know. That's why they need this blue wave, this change in the mindset of the electorate to say, okay, we want something different. And if they want something different, they will vote for the Democrats on the ballot. But that's way down the line, and a lot of things can happen between now and then.
Well, it's possible that Cordray and DeWine could be a close race. If it is, do you think that would bring more people to the polls?
Yeah, I think it could be. I think it could be a fairly high turnout gubernatorial election in Ohio. And it could also, you know, bring out more Democrats, you know, because the Democrats for the first time in a long time have candidates for all of the state legislative seats and for all the congressional seats that are up. And that's significant. In fact, they could actually help in some cases, like with Aftab Perival, perhaps, in the first district, actually help Cordray.
Now, speaking of going to the polls, that's what Kentuckians will be doing tomorrow. Let's talk about this Kentucky primary.
Yes.
What do we have on the ballot?
Well, there's a lot of things on the ballot. There's not a whole lot of contested races. There are a number of contested races in northern Kentucky, particularly on the Republican side for state legislative seats and for some of the county offices. The Republicans have much more to vote on than do the Democrats, although there are some Democratic primaries, like the three-way primary for Congress. To pick a candidate who will challenge Thomas Massie in the fall. But there's not a whole lot on the ballot, particularly in northern Kentucky, that's going to draw a lot of people to the polls.
Boone County has a judge executive race. Gary
right.
Moore is being challenged. The incumbent there is being challenged, I believe. He's
yes.
the incumbent and challenged on the Republican in the Republican primary. So that may draw
yeah,
some people out as well.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you'll be letting us know what happens tomorrow, and we'll have information on our website about that race. The race is tomorrow as well at WVXU.org. Polls are open tomorrow from 6 to 6.
6 to 6.
Howard, thank you.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.